So we are at the Brighton Photo Fringe for the second day of the book fair, and I am speaking to one of the publishers. What's your name?
Michael Harrison.
And what's the name of your... Is it a magazine?
No, I say it's a journal, Archivist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, we aim to sort of deconstruct contemporary fashion magazines and just question things they take for granted. So we question the content, we question the sales, we question what they put on the cover. So it's a fashion magazine that doesn't actually sell clothes. So nothing's for sale and it doesn't take advertising. So it's a little bit...
So you've done three issues, and actually what you've said doesn't really give a clue as to what the magazine's like. It's, you know, it's a thick 200-page magazine with a wraparound cover.
Yes.
It is more journal-like than magazine-like, other than its thickness.
Yes, I think we took the basic ideas of how you'd put a magazine together. I've worked in magazines all my career. So for me, it was an endeavour to sort of strip them back. But it's visually tactile. It was supposed to be made something that is quite precious, because magazines are disposable. So we wanted to just play with that idea. And it does have slight Japanese aesthetics as well. It's something I'm interested in, that whole wabi-sabi, the beauty in paper. I wanted it to look like you've just picked it off an old library shelf.
So what's in it?
It's stories. Stories about designers you might recognise, some you won't have. Subcultures. They're all linked to the idea of keeping things or not. So it's quite a big subject. And I say, we started off very much focused on fashion, but we realised that really you can apply it to many, many things, you know.
And who makes it?
I make it with a fashion editor who, she is ex-fashion editor of Pop, Jane Howard, and Dal Shoulder, who's an editor, and he contributes to things like Show Studio. He teaches at Epsom and is generally a man about town.
And how do you... What's your own background then?
I'm an art director. I've done it all my career. I work for a big publishing house, Condé Nast. Pretty much doing, you know, the opposite to what I do here, really. The opposite, it's literally. So this is an antidote to my daily work, you could say. Yeah.
So do you work with a lot of the people that you would work with in a commercial context?
Sometimes. I mean... Sometimes it crosses over. Sometimes we do work with a lot of art photographers, but we do work with photographers who work practice commercially, but then they have their own, very much these are personal projects which we commission. We generally don't interfere, but we do obviously guide, but we do require that whole input of personal creativity. So it's a real back page.
It's for a self-initiated project. It has notably high production values. I'm sure you'd be happy to hear me say that.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, I don't want to... It's an antidote, I say, to gloss, so it tends to have a very matte sense about it. It's very quiet. I mean, magazines should shout officially, but this is a very quiet magazine. Literally, it doesn't have cover lines, it doesn't have, you know, all those sort of clichés that people think sell a magazine, which actually they don't, really. No, it doesn't shout at all, but I think it becomes very powerful because of that. When you see it in that context,
it must be very expensive to make it, though.
It isn't cheap, I have to say. But I have good contacts, and you know, a lot of people do us favours, and that is the reality of independent publishing. You have to rely on people's passions. It's a passion project.
Rather than a commercial project, it's not. You're not going to fund it from the sales of the magazine.
Not really.
And what about future issues?
Yes, we have one more ready for next year, which is in the bag. We're still working on it. They do take a year to research. You know, people's time is valuable, so we just have to do it at a very slow pace. It's slow magazine, really. Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.